guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, the one who recites durood upon me in abundance in this world will be the closest to me on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, which is regarding our role models. And alhamdulillah, in each and every episode of this beautiful program, we bring in a topic of a personality, a pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of our pious ancestors, the one who was an embodiment of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we speak regarding them every episode, a new personality. And our main objective is to seek lessons from their biographies, is to learn about what they used to do and practically implement all their actions and habits and their natures in our nature, in our day-to-day life. And this is our niyat. And if we listen to this program, if we listen to this silsila with this intention, inshallah azza wa jal, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will also be rewarded for this. So before you watch this silsila, don't forget to make good intentions that inshallah ta'ala, after I listen regarding this beautiful personality, because today inshallah ta'ala, a very amazing personality will speak about, that when I listen to his attributes inshallah ta'ala, I will try to implement them in my life as well. So today inshallah, we will speak regarding a very beautiful personality of Islam, a very pious saint of Islam, a person who has a great relation with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. None other than the son of Sayyiduna Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born on a Thursday, the fifth day of Sha'ban, 38 Hijri, in Madinatul Munawwara. Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu kept most of his children's names attached to the name Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This was due to his love for his father, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was thus also named Ali. He was also known as Abu Muhammad, Abu al-Hasan, Abu al-Qasim and Abu Bakr. His titles were Sajjad, Zainul Abideen, Sayyidul Abideen, Zaki and Amin. These were also his titles, such beautiful titles, such beautiful personality, and most importantly, the son of the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning the great grandson of our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the beloved son of Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He spent 10 years with his grandfather, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, 10 years with his uncle, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and 11 years with his father, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a lucky person, such a blessed personality. He spent so many years in the company of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He spent so many years in the company of the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, meaning his uncle, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he spent so many years in the company of his blessed father, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then of course, he inherited that kindness. Of course, he inherited that knowledge from his family members. He inherited that attribute from his father, from his uncle, from his grandfather, of course from his mother, and of course from Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. His mother was known as Umm Wulad and was also known as Shahr Banu. She was a very pious and a very muttaqi servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the image of his grandfather Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In his apparent looks, the way he appeared, he physically appeared as Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He looked similar to Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was 10 in complexion and was not very tall. He had a very medium height. He had a full beard on which he used to put henna. He used to put mehndi on his beard. He had a full beard and he would adorn his beard with mehndi. Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with beautiful character. He had an amazing character which he definitely inherited from his illustrious forefathers. He was very eloquent and very respectful. He was very respectful towards the elders and he was very kind towards the young ones. He was always willing to assist those in need. Umar Abu Nasr writes that Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchased many slaves and then set them free. He purchased many slaves and then set them free one by one. He would be kind even to those who were his personal enemies, those who hated him for personal reasons. He would even be kind towards them. He would show affection towards them. He would not carry the feeling of revenging people. He would not retaliate when it came to his nafs. He had a very soft nature, a very calm nature. Like in previous episodes also, we always learn that these Buzurganideen, the Sahaba-e-Karam, they always had a very soft nature. They wouldn't get angry for their personal reasons. They wouldn't make enemies for their personal reasons. Even if someone hated them, they would still be kind towards that certain person. They would show affection and love towards that certain person. If someone is low in rank, they would still show love to them. If someone was in high rank, they would not love him because he is of high rank. They would love him because he is a Muslim brother. He is a mu'min. He reads the same kalima. Their criteria of loving and respecting people was based on iman, was based on taqwa. Whereas our criteria of respecting someone, of loving someone, of honoring someone has unfortunately become on the basis of money and wealth. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the mindset that we also make friendships, we also love one another, we also honor and respect one another on the basis of taqwa and iman. Once Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard that there was a certain person who always spoke ill about him. Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to him and treated him with such respect and kindness, such softness, that he repented from his bad behavior and affiliated himself to this great Imam. He showed love and affection. He met him with muhabba. He met him with love. He showed that kindness and softness towards that person, knowing that this is the very same person who spoke bad about me, but he gave such love and attitude, such good akhlaq towards that same person melted immediately. He melted and he repented from the sin he did. He repented from whatever he had spoken ill about Imam Zainul Abideen and became a great lover and a sincere devotee of Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Many great poets have written numerous qasidas in the praise and kindness and generosity of Imam Zainul Abideen and his illustrious forefathers. So we should also learn, we should also take lesson from this, that if, for instance, someone has spoken bad about us, someone has perhaps done bad about us, someone perhaps has hit us for nothing, maybe, we should always be calm and humble towards them. We should always show love and respect towards them. Someone spoke bad about me, I will speak bad about him. He will again say 10 things more bad about me. I will say 100 things bad about him. So this will carry on. And it will build animosity in the heart more and more. The animosity will keep on increasing, which will create jealousy, which will then lead to backbiting, tail telling, and thinking bad, accusing, swearing. This will all lead to all these sins. So what we should do is act upon the seerah of Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And when a problem begins, end it at the same time. Someone has spoken bad about me. So what I should do is, I should go to that person, meet him respectfully, talk to him with love, honor him, talk to him humbly. Don't show any signs that you are angry on him. You don't need to show any gestures that I know what exactly you said about him. We don't need to do that. This is not what our ancestors have taught us. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we create and develop this kindness and softness within our hearts. Abu Hazim Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, I have not seen any jurist more exalted than Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, along with his kindness, along with his good nature, along with his excellent akhlaq, along with all these attributes. Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was an excellent jurist. He was a genius when it came to the masail of fiqh. He was amazing when it came to guiding the people and telling them the correct rulings extracted from the Quran and the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So much so that such a great wali of his time, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hazim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, had to say that I have not seen such an exalted jurist than Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Zahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, we have not seen any Quraysh more exalted than Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also comments on him very beautifully. Imam Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, he is from the men of excellence. Such beautiful words. So simple, short words, but having a long meaning, having a deep meaning, that he is a man of great excellence. He is amongst those men who hold excellence. This is our role model. This is our Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, whom we should be following, whom we should be taking as our role model. He should be our hero. We should follow him, we should follow his footsteps if we want success in this world and in the hereafter. Ibn Abi Shaiba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, in hadith, the most exalted chain of transmission, meaning the chain of authors, the chain of narrators, the most exalted chain of narrators is that which is narrated from Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhu, where he narrates from his father, Sayyidina Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We find that hadith to be the most authentic, which is narrated by Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Not only his nature, not only his kindness, in fact, his excellence in jurisprudence was amazing, and his brilliance in hadith was also outstanding. Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was always prepared to sacrifice everything he had for Islam. Subhanallah. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook journeys for Islam. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam participated wherever there was a need. Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam held so many troubles for us, so that the deen can reach to us safe and sound and easily. And likewise, the Sahaba Ikram, the Khulafa'i Rashidin, also strived to work hard for deen. They also strived to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrifice everything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They sacrifice the wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the grandchildren of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they also demonstrated exemplary sacrifices in the path of Islam, in the path of deen, in the path of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu never held back when it came to sacrificing anything for Islam. He always contributed when it came to Islam, when it came to deen. When deen needed something, when Islam needed something, Imam Zainul Abideen was there with his time, with his money, with his family, with everything possible. He would always be ready to sacrifice anything in the path of deen. He sacrificed all his wealth 2 times when it came to Islam. He sacrificed his wealth 2 times in the path of deen. He was a very generous person. He used to secretly send money to the poor people living in Madinatul Munawwara, and none of them knew that where this money came from. They didn't even know that where this money came from. But Imam Zainul Abideen would help the poor people residing in Madinatul Munawwara. That Madinatul Munawwara is The city of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why should someone stay needy there? Why should someone sleep hungry there? He gave in such a way that they did not even know that where this money came from. Who donated this money? Who had them with this money? This was our Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Our role model, our hero, a person whom we should look up to. But unfortunately, the tradition nowadays is, you know, they say you give from one hand, the other hand doesn't know. It should be like that. Sadaqah should be given that way. And Allah Ta'ala loves those ibadat which are between the slave and between Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Which is between a banda and his creator of Azza wa Jal. But nowadays, when we give something, we make sure that it is announced. We make sure that there are banners around. We make sure that it is announced in the masjid. What is the reason behind this? Why are we compromising upon our sawab? Why are we doing this? In fact, we should be giving in such a way that the close ones around us also do not know that we have given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like how Imam Zainul Abideen used to assist the poor people of Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a person with great patience. Once Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was on his way home when a disrespectful person began to slander him. Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went up to him and said, "Oh brother, if whatever you said about me is true, then may Allah ta'ala forgive me. But if whatever you have said about me is not true, then may Allah ta'ala forgive you." Look at the mindset of Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If someone starts slandering us, if someone starts accusing us, we get restless. We get angry, we get out of control, and you say, "You're speaking about me, do you even know what you are?" And all such words we start speaking, and then we get very harsh, we get very angry. But this should not be our method. We should be very soft. Look at Imam Zainul Abideen. He said, "If you are right in what you said, may Allah forgive me. But if you are wrong in what you said, if you lied in your statement, then may Allah Ta'ala forgive you. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on you." Whether they were good to him, whether they were bad to him, Imam Zainul Abideen always gave a very good attitude to them, demonstrated very good akhlaq towards them. So when the man heard these beautiful words that Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that if you are right, may Allah ta'ala forgive me. But if you are wrong, then may Allah ta'ala forgive you. So when the man heard these beautiful words of the Imam, he began to regret upon what he said. And he stepped forward, asked for forgiveness, and kiss the forehead of the Imam, of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He then said, "Whatever I said about you is untrue. In reality, I am a liar in my statement. Please forgive me and make dua for my forgiveness." Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, not saying anything, not arguing with him, that you see, you finally realized you were wrong. You see, I was right. You see, you were wrong. You lied, nothing like that. In fact, Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly, softly made dua for that person who was previously accusing him. But now, out of the love which Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented to that person repented and became a lover of Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we should also take lesson from such a great role model of ours, Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We should also practice patience. We should also practice sabr. You don't know, if you forgive someone today, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. You forgive someone now for his sins here, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you on the day of judgment. Because the person who has done wrong here has just wronged you. But the sins we do day and night, the sins we commit day and night, many harams are included. Many such things are included which are najayiz. Many such things are included which we are not supposed to do as Muslims. So what about that? If we want forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should make sure that we have this habit of forgiving the Muslims. We have this habit of forgiving the people. Then inshallah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will also forgive us for our shortcomings and mistakes. After the shahadat of his blessed father, Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, completely divorced himself from the material world. He spent all his time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would pass his days and nights worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Hazrat Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to sit down to perform wudu, then his face used to become pale. And when he stood in namaz, then his complexion would change to such an extent that it would be difficult to recognize him. The people would often say, "Oh, beloved of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what has happened to you?" And he would say, "Oh people, namaz is a time when you are present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are before your creator. Then how could you demonstrate your smile and pleasure at that moment? You are in front of such a personality who knows your ins and outs, who knows your goods and bads, who knows everything about you, and you are standing in his blessed court." He used to perform 1000 rakats of nafil salah every night. One night, whilst he was performing his nafil salahs, his house caught fire. The people were rushing around, trying to put the fire off. But he continued his namaz with total sincerity. After he completed his salah, the people told him that his house had caught on fire, and yet he continued reading his namaz without showing any sign of panic. He said, "You were trying to extinguish the fire, and I was trying to extinguish the fire of the hereafter." Just imagine. Imam Zainul Abideen, such a great personality, such a great nisbat with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the son of Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But yet, look at his simplicity, look at his ajizi, look at his humbleness. He was always down to earth, always loving the people, always respecting the people, always soft-spoken, always soft-hearted. And look at our situation. He is our role model. But we should practically prove that. Yes, we do take the name of Imam Zainul Abideen, but we should also practically show that Imam Zainul Abideen used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the situation of our worship? Do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely? Do we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly? Our heart and mind is somewhere else. He used to read the Holy Quran so abundantly. Do we also touch the Holy Quran? Do we also read the Holy Quran? Or we have just placed it in one corner of our house of barakah? Yes, there will be barakah. But isn't it our duty as Muslims to read the Holy Quran, to understand the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So let's make intention that this role model of ours will be our genuine role model practically in our life. We will show it practically that we are on the footsteps of this great personality of Islam, and we are on footsteps of all our role models. And this is the message of Dawat-e-Islami, which Dawat-e-Islami gives you. If you want to be reminded regarding these things, regarding who are our true role models, keep watching Madani channel. If you want to know what we should be doing in our life, stay attached to the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. And inshallah azza wa jal, through this, we will be making our life and our hereafter successful. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon all these words of wisdom. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with those